Let me start first with Ruhlange and try to unpack its history just briefly. When we think of Ruhlange, we think of the Zulu Christian Industrial School at Ruhlange, the Inanda district. The founder of this industrial school was John Langalibalele Dube, who was the first ANC president general. Langalibalele Dube was born in 1871 and was the son of Reverend James Dube, one of the first ordained pastors of American Zulu Mission. So John Langalibalele Dube was described by many scholars in many interesting ways. He was described as a scholar, a farmer, a teacher, a politician, a pastor, and so forth. So, now, the significance of this Ushange industrial center or school lies in the following. We have to look briefly at the life of John Langalibalele Dube, who was educated at Inanda and Amanzimtoti. In 1887, around 1887, he accompanied the missionary W.C. Wilcox to America. That's where he studied at Oberlin College and where he did a variety of jobs, including lecturing. Then he went back to Natal, but soon returned to the U.S. for further training to collect money for industrial school, that is the Zulu Industrial School. Then in 1901, Dube acquired the piece of land there at Inanda, in the Inanda district, where he established the Zulu Christian School. And then with the passage of time, then Dube set up or started a Zulu English newspaper, which is called Ilanga Lase Natal, the Sun of Natal. And this center is just a stone throw away from the Gandhi settlement in Phoenix, where Gandhi started the newspaper called Indian Opinion. It is also very, very close to the dense religious settlement of Amanazaretha, which was founded by the prophet Shembe. So this center has got so many things that were going on there, like printing, shoemaking, blacksmithing, beekeeping, bricklaying, bookbinding, and so forth and so forth. Now, coming to the question of Siburu cave, this cave is nestled in the scenic hills of KwaZulu-Natal, and this cave actually took a center stage at the 46th Congress of UNESCO World Heritage Committee in New Delhi. That Congress was held just recently. And this cave is located in a steep cliff that overlooks the Utongati River, and it's just about 40 kilometers north of Durban. And I think the panel from the Department of Sports, Art and Culture made a compelling evidence or case with the hope of securing its designation as UNESCO World Heritage Site. And that recognition itself, Lauren, underscores the Buddhist global significance as a key site in understanding the origins and the behaviors of early modern humans. Here we talk about human evolutionary history. And this case, yeah, it's very, very important. It's very, very important because there were some deposits that were found there by the researchers, and these deposits show human occupation for about 77,000 years.
Sure, that's amazing. So,
yeah.
With naming them as heritage sites, how will this improve tourism economy in the respective areas? How will this pull in visitors?
Yes, these two sites are indeed going to boost tourism. There is two sides augur well for South Africa. They augur well for the province of KwaZulu-Natal. When we look at them from a tourism point of view, and because the tourists are interested in cultural heritage sites, they visit these sites from time to time. And when you look at Inanda Heritage Route here, Inanda Heritage Route has got so many sites. It's not only Ushange. There are so many other sites. Like as I've mentioned, the Gandhi settlement, the Shembe religious settlement as well. It's going to increase the tourist flows into the province.
All right. And I know you speak a lot of the rich history of these places and boosting the tourism. Why is it so important for us to protect these landmarks, to not deface them or disregard them as what they are?
That is another important question. You know, it talks to the sustainability of the tourism assets that we have at our disposal. If we do not sustain them, then the forthcoming generations will be left with nothing. So it is indeed very, very important that the sites such as this should be protected, they should be sustained. We should use them prudently and make sure that even the forthcoming generations will still find them. And these sites are very, very important. They are important. They are visited by cultural tourists. They are visited by people from academia. They are visited by researchers. They are visited by students from the universities and many other people. So it is critically important that we should look after them.